The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your
nose. Oh, hold it.
You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio, with our special guest, Raider Extraordinaire from the Antonia Vale server, Leonardo!
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tongue, I'm not the face to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainical,
mathematical, practical thing. Is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for, what the hell is today's date? August 16th, 2011. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloy, the tailor of fine armors, and collector of cogs, and the reason we have a mature audience morning at the top of the show, Elgin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop onto the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Vale server. It's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkwin's videos, get our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. And at this time, we invite you to go ahead and go to kithacore.org and check in on Get Glue. Get Glue, that's right, you can go to kithacore.org right now, check in at Get Glue that you are listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show, and earn real-life stickers. I have 20 of them. 39 earned. I got to get one more to give my... get more stickers. How are you doing today, Elkwin?
I'm doing okay. I'm looking over some yellow adornments.
Yellow adornments.
From the Rygors. Trying to figure out which one I should get for a bow that I bought last night.
A bow?
Yeah.
What bow did you get? Link it. Link it. Link that bastard.
Yep, wrong thing.
Link it.
I mean, I think it's really sad. The only way I get this stuff is by buying it off the auction channel.
Let's see, Bow of Weak Culling. Let's see here. Well, it doesn't look too bad.
Well, you gotta figure it was replacing this.
Alright, what do you got there? Oh, dead link. Try it again.
Fine, I hate that.
Well, it's not my fault. Okay, carburite bow. Let's try that one. Ah, the one with the blades, yeah.
Yeah, Spider, don't show me your friggin' bow.
Yeah, Spiders, we're getting sick and tired of you raiders always flaunting your bows. Wait a minute, we're talking about raiding today.
Yeah, we are.
Want to see my bow? Let me whip this out. Mine has just a little bit lower ratio than yours, but the stats are better. Of the one you just replaced, that is. That's the one from the Battlegrounds. True Flight, we don't want to know what you're wielding, you uber.
Yeah, but my rating overall is higher.
Yeah. But you just can't beat mine for looks.
Yeah.
Well, not that one. This is the one I have in appearance. Oh, would help if I started the channel. There we go. I like the look of this one. It just looks mean.
I know a lot of people say, well, this bow is really easy to get. Well, yeah, if you get a group that's going to Tower of Frozen Shadow or something like that.
And we'll get into that in a minute.
I know.
Okay, first off, we have, let's see, the Incy Wincy Spider should be going on right about now. For Bale Court, South Kinos in the Antonia Bale server under
The Spider.
Saya's Hammer should be going on later on this evening in Nettleville, Antonia Bale server, under Saya's Hammer. Okay, we do have two birthdays this week to announce, or at least two that were on my Facebook list. Ronald Jovelli, Joey Jelly, something like that. Afraid I don't know what your character name is, but that's how you appear on my Facebook, Ronald Jovelli. And from the Antonia Bale server, our own Trista. Trista's birthday.
I saw her slip out.
Yeah, she just logged out a few seconds ago.
She was running from the trolls.
Running from the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Alrighty, so happy birthday to Ronald and Trista! Alright, folks, tonight, our special guest, Raider Extraordinaire from the Antonia Bale server, Leonardo!
Greetings, everyone.
How you doing there, Leonardo?
Great to be back.
Yeah, so you were on the show, what, last year sometime? Year before?
I believe it was 2008 October, around that time.
That's,
2008.
Wow, that far back?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I thought you were on sooner than that. But Leonardo, let's see, what was the name of the group that, the raiding group that you were doing for the people?
Correct.
That was it, okay. For the people, pickup raiding group.
Alliance,
I'm sorry. And see, so you took some time off of EverQuest. What were you doing? What's going on? How dare you leave EverQuest?
I was stationed overseas in Korea from July 09 to July, pretty much end of July of this year. I went to Japan after I left July 24th, stayed till August 8th, came back August 8th to Michigan to spend time with my family before on August 28th I'll head to California and I'll be picking up raiding once again once now that I'm 100% back on prime time rate, because when you guys were sleeping I was working and when you were working I was sleeping.
Yeah, that's gotta get some take some getting used to new sleep schedule like that. So you were in Japan when it all went to hell, huh?
I was over in Korea when it all went to hell. Yeah, my wife was visiting me at the time when it happened, and unfortunately Korea we could not because of our current obligations without going into it too much of it, but Yokosuka, Misawa, Yokota, and then the 7th Air Force coming from Hickam up to help the Japanese help out very much with the natural disaster that was occurring in Japan.
Wow. All right, so you're in Michigan right now?
Correct.
Okay. In Michigan, visiting with the family and looking to start raiding again once you get back home to California.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it big time. I mean, I had my one the very rare times that I had that I was able to get on during prime time in Korea. I got on and was able to raid, of course. But majority of my time, I was not able to raid with my friends, and it deterred me from playing the game because you get on, and when there's no one playing, it's like, what can I do?
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to leave the guild that I joined that took me in, so I devoted my time. They invested time into me, and now it's time to show them what I can do for them.
Exactly. Time to take those reins again and help people. I mean, you helped me out. You were very much a part of having me finish my my mythical.
Yes, I was. And your wife and majority of the population of AB, and including even raiders that already were in the guild but want to go back to get their alts, get mythicals. I did what I could to help the people that needed it and those who took advantage of it. That was the purpose, showing that there's people out there that care and want to help people.
And not just those elitist scum that want you to have a billion mitigation and, oh, you can't come with us if you don't have everything maxed and you don't have all your AAs. You know.
Bastards.
Sorry, I got a problem with them. Of course, I know why they do it, because they want it to go easily. But, oh well.
Since I've been with Azure Skies going on 2 years in October in the raids and raiding with them, the raids go very smoothly, but of course every raiding guild, they have their ups and downs of them, especially when learning tactics. If you remember back in FTP during our raids, until, you know, the first few wipes that we had, and then the second that everyone figured out what to do, it just went nice and smooth. And that's how it is, how it pretty much transitioned into a raid. Just imagine now everyone fully equipped and able to just continue doing that, unlike having mm-hmm. to do the instructions for everyone again, which I love doing. That's how you teach your people. I did my job. I got those geared up or get an understanding of the raid and got them into raiding guilds. And I just kept pushing out like I'm a TI.
You know, what I just don't understand is how do people figure out these strategies. It's like, okay, you know, you go in there and say, like, all right, when he gets to 25%, he's going to do this, 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 and this. How the fuck did you figure this shit out? That you're not supposed to, you know, cast any spells at this particular time. I mean, holy crap.
Multiple wipes.
All right, take notes, everyone. He shoves a cactus up your ass at 30%.
That's pretty much it. That's once every percentage, every time he does something, it's either timed or percent based, and usually that's what gives it away. And we have people that study the actual talking if they give out hints within the strategy of the script.
Right. Now we had Hrothgar on the show not too long ago. We were asking him the same thing. Like, well, you just gotta pay attention.
That is correct. It's very tedious, and sometimes we'll raid and like one fight we'll spend all night trying to get the script down for that, and then come back later and clear it out.
And I can tell you from recent experience, it's always a good idea to know what you're getting into before you get into it. For the first time, I was invited. I got a tell from a friend. I think it was Lara actually, who was in the chat channel. It's like, hey, come take out Mistmore with us. All right, I've never taken out Mistmore, no problem. And we get in, and I'm like, well, is there anything I need to know? And they're like, well, make sure to check for the ads and get the ads down and stuff like that. No one told me that he also drains your power. Because all of a sudden, I'm finding myself absolutely useless to the group.
It gets like that. I feel like the same way, too, since everyone in my guild has surpassed me and equipment and adornments, and it feels like I feel like a total rookie, and I have casters that out hit point me. It's sad.
Wow.
And I'm at 41k and they out hit point me.
Damn.
I saw a ranger the other day that had double my hit points.
Let's see what I have.
My
health is probably a joke. I have my health at 20,853. So how badly are you laughing at me right now?
My Templar has more hit points than you.
Wow. So I have pretty close to 21,000 health. I have 22,000 power. Mitigation. Where is my mitigation? Mitigation is a whopping 4,600.
You get one shot, don't you?
Yeah, Mistmore pretty much wiped the floor with me.
Is that critical mitigation or just mitigation?
Critical mitigation is at 80%.
Oh God, you would be turned out of so many groups.
But come on, I'm Jethel.
Doesn't matter.
But see,
you can't survive.
See, that doesn't matter. It's the people that you know, because like with my Templar and my Wizard, even though they don't have the equipment, it's the connections. They allow me to come in because if I can survive, I can do my job. But that's the key point, surviving. And then they pick up my slack when I'm dead. And then, if there's Mage gear, Templar gear, I win and give it. That's the only way to get better. It's just people these days, they don't want the challenge. They think, I'm sorry for saying this, but people want to make it think like it's WoW. And that's what made FTP succeed so well, because there's a helping hand of group that wanted to help the people to get them up there and going. It was sad to see that there's just a few individuals that wanted to see FTP to burn to the ground, and due to their greed and spreading rumors of crap is what happened.
Yeah. I think
when you left, that was pretty much the end of it.
Yeah. I think my only saving grace in a raid situation is the fact that I've set up my AAs in such a way that I have maximum range, so I'm out of range of area effects, and speed. So, you know, maximum range, and my speed is 98.5 unbuffed. So, So I'm like out of the way, or you know, you either can't reach me or you can't catch me.
That's what you're a ranger. You're supposed to.
Well, that's what you know. That's my motto. Keep the range in ranger. You don't want to get up close to anything. You know your role or shut your mouth is what I always say, to paraphrase The Rock.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. Well, why do you want a ranger up close when he's a ranger?
Exactly.
If you want him to be up close, be an assassin.
And that reminds me, because I do know that some of the devs do listen to the show on a regular basis. We need newer arrows.
I agree with that.
I have been using the same arrows for the last 3 expansions, I think.
Well, they do have better arrows. But you need an item from a raid drop. Well, group drop, even. Or was it on a raid that I got it on?
Mm-hmm.
Anything more than a group's a raid, I guess. To make these arrows.
Which arrows is that?
The real big, yeah, the expensive ones.
Oh, the Spirit Blast?
You bet. Those. And you need a chunk of, do I have it with me, or did I put it safely in the bank so I wouldn't lose it?
Well, God, I mean, how many arrows does that chunk make? I mean, a standard arrow group is
100.
That's it?
I don't know. I don't know. I was going to have you do it. And I've got it safely in the bank right now.
Huh.
Because I don't see it in my bags. I have one piece.
Okay, Serest is saying that the wood for it can drop in some heroic zones now, and you get 750 arrows at a shot.
Really? You can
use
that.
Okay, that's not too bad then. But we seriously need better arrows. Your better common arrows. Titanium.
Well, I'm using the. Yeah, go. That's why I'm using the titanium field point arrow, because when I'm a tank and I do enough, I do like 60k every time I hit with my bow. So
yeah.
That's just single shooting. That's not double or multi attacking. So it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm using the titanium field as well.
I usually do. I put those, the heavy-duty ones, you know, I have some in my pack, but they're like, I save them for special occasions, for the groups that I know I'm going to need them in.
See, what I see is going on is that, how to say, that they want to make the equipment better, but easier, but not so easy that the common folk can get it. And then that's where the common folk are going to start getting angry about, because, like, how come I can't get this unless I dedicate all this time to it? And it's just not fair for the common folks, the casual players, I guess I should say.
Yeah, one of the, excuse me, one of the topics we talked about with Smedley last month was, you know, at this point we're having to have better gear on than the stuff that drops in the places we're going. Know what I mean?
Yes.
So, is it worth it?
Well, I mean, like, I went and I did all the public quests. Okay, there's two public quests to go on that drop some decent gear. I mean, at the time, this was good. Let me link one. I'll link the breastplate. This was decent gear to me compared to what I had before, which I think was I didn't upgrade the last expansion because it was just too I don't know. It took so many marks to get the basic pieces of armor, and then you still had to go into the higher zones to get the BP or the legs to drop, and I thought, I'm not going to break up my set, at least compared to this stuff, or the marks. If I keep my full set, I'll do okay. So basically, I kind of just skipped the last expansion as far as any major groups or anything. I did all the quests and stuff. So we get to this, and we have these public quests. So I'm replacing woe armor with this stuff, basically. Hmm. And this stuff's not bad, you know? But, you know, in these groups that are going into the other zones, like the Tower of Frozen Shadow, two times groups, anything in the Eastern Wastes, they're all asking for critical mitigation of 120 at least.
Wow.
I went back and used all the little marks I had to, buy these little yellow adornments for it, and each one has given me 2.5 critical mitigation. My critical mitigation is 112.5 right now. I could barely squeak by if they're really desperate for a ranger or DPS. But then, you know, I look at my other stats. You know, my health is only 26,000. My power is only 27,000. I've seen rangers with twice that amount, and they've got the Rygor stuff. So I've been doing my business, getting the shards and stuff. But come to find out, you know, I still can't get into the groups that I need to get into to get the gems in order to get the Rygor armor so I can have the better stats to go get the gear. It's like, this is ridiculous.
See, I can agree with that there. One, the economy just on servers is just amazingly BS. I don't have Rygor armor on my... You my characters, because like I said, I only got a few raid pieces on me, and then I'll get hard mode just like that when I start raiding fully. But what I strongly advise is 1, get full PQ. 2, start farming the easy zones for the shards. 3, just save the shards up to get Rygor armor.
Yeah.
Don't get the if you can get better legendary equipment while you're inside the zones, upgrade to that, because the legendary items inside these instances are better than the PQ armor. And then get your Rygor, because Rygor is one step below the Citadel's x2 equipment, which is the next, which is below the easy mode equipment. So if you can rush to get Rygor armor ASAP. And just save your shards up. Also, I myself, personally, on Leo, I have a lot of red shards that I'm just waiting to save for my hard mode gear. But again, it's having them friends that want to help you out and the connections. If those people don't want to invest into it, those are just people looking out for themselves and not looking out for the safety of your whole group. Pretty much, your DPS can slack in this expansion, because really you need a strong, competent tank and a strong healer. I've been surprised of every time I played my Templar how bad the new and upcoming tanks are coming, and it's really bothering me, because when I start critiquing them, they want to get up all in my face saying I don't know anything, I don't know this, I don't know that, and it's like, dude, this is back to EverQuest, the beginning when EverQuest 2 first came out. You had to turn the mob, and you have to get positioned for your DPS. You cannot rely on your DPS to position, because now the mob's AoE, unlike when the game first came out. And they're not doing it. Therefore, your DPS is having, you're losing DPS, forcing your DPS to move, and you're losing heals, forcing your healer to move when they can be stationary and all you're doing, when it's a lot easier for the tank to turn and move. It's better for one than it is for five. And there, that will increase your survivability of a group if the tank will do their damn job. And that's why the tanks on the server has been playing since day one, or still continuing, or finally grasped the concept of the tanking, will succeed some more, and that's why they continue going up, because they know what is required of them.
We had a good tank last night. He was turning the mobs. See, that's you know, that's my key point. You know, when I jump into a fight, and I very seldomly yank the aggro from a tank. Is I'll wait and to engage as soon as they get the mob turned. If it's a good tank, they'll tag them, get their attention, turn them, and then I'm on them. You know, I wait for that turn. When the tank doesn't turn it, it's like, oh, frig. Because a lot of my attacks are from behind, too. I have to be behind the mob. You know? And, yeah.
See, okay, going with Renesi said. Alright. There is, yes, a lot of tanking comes with the equipment and scale and knowledge of the DPS and the equipment difference and stuff. But if it's usually a well-rounded group that, I mean, the equipment is equivalent and stuff, me, I tell my DPS balls to the walls. Because why? As a tank, that's the only way to learn better is pushing yourself to your A game all the time. And that's how I play. Because once you play a certain rate, healers will get bored and then dirges will go AFK, and all you need to test your group to get better. You don't get better if you just plateau. You need to just push. That's why during the last two expansions I was a suicide tank. I would just pull the whole room and test my healer. That's what you have to do. But now this is a little different because you got AoE mobs. You have to be careful. That's why I love Ice Shard Keep, because of the mobs in there. You can just pull two and you get like 10 mobs because of the little orcs and stuff. But the itemization in this expansion I view as terrible, little thought, and they wanted to push out the expansion to make it easier on everyone. For tanks, for a paladin, strength, agility, stamina, and wisdom. No, they should go back to those four stats, period. For a paladin. SK, instead of wisdom, intelligence. Guardian and your warrior class, just straight up strength, agility, and stamina. That's it. What they had, like, agility for the crit mit and avoidance, stamina for the hit points, and then the wisdom for spell resist and hit or mana, or just keep it mana, and then strength for straight up damage.
Well, the problem is they've changed some of those stats. My main stats now are, where are they now? Hang on a second. I've only got two.
I call me a
agility,
noob.
Okay. Agility first, and then stamina. Those are my two stats. I don't even worry about wisdom anymore.
Yeah, they changed a lot of that recently.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know about you guys, but these modifiers confuse the shit out of me.
Me too. I don't understand half these friggin' modifiers. Did we have crit mitigation before? I know we had mitigation, and I know we had avoidance, but critical mitigation? I don't remember that.
Critical mitigation came out in TSO. That came out in TSO.
It says here my current DPS is 138. I don't know if that's good or not. I have 103 haste. I have 82% multi-attack. I don't know how I stand.
I have no idea either.
I just, you know, when I get into these groups, I just want to do the best I can. I want to be I don't want to be the dead ranger that they all go... You know, I am a ranger, and I know I die. I can't take the hits. But at least I'd like them to say, hey, she's a good ranger. We want her back. You know? I just don't understand a lot of this stuff anymore. That's why I didn't even go after the Mark armor last time in the last expansion you missed. I just it was worth it.
I was surprisingly shocked to a lot of people when I first joined Azure Skies and they told me, no, you're not going to be tanking, you're going to be DPSing. I'm like, I'm DPSing as a paladin? I'm like, oh god, I need to start learning now. I have not learned offense until a year ago before I left for Korea, that I finally know how to DPS as offense. It's weird when you get used to tanking for so long, and then hey, you do a complete 180, now you're gonna be DPS. It's like, now I had to go learn up on how to DPS as a paladin, what runes, what items to wear, blah blah blah, all this and that, because I was straight a main tank spec gear.
I know, but that's how you keep the aggro, is by the DPS you're generating.
Yeah, and that's another big thing that's going on. I think they're going too much WoW-ish. That's what I seriously think. That's what's going on.
Compared to the way things were back when you were doing the raids to now, what you're seeing, you think they're going towards the WoW?
Yeah, they're going towards WoW. But they're going towards WoW for equipment, but trying to bring back the original style of EverQuest 2. And trying to keep... They're keeping the mediocre raid guilds out of the top, and then very select raid guilds that know what the hell they're doing to progress. And then, since of course, unless they're not, the top raid guilds won't share how they did it and what setup, so they're going to continue on farming, and then the elitist attitude is going to be a lot worse, and going to either make people leave again, or they're gonna, the top end guilds are gonna continue having an increase of traffic of apps.
Well, that's one thing I refuse to do. I'm not gonna leave the guild I'm in now to go raid. A lot of people think I joined Arcane Masters because they're a raiding guild. They're not. I just ended up grouping with them on just normal, general stuff. Then, you know, it's a good group of people I like.
I'm the same way. I did not leave Knights of Kinos to go raid. I entered a friend app with Azure Skies, and I don't normally raid with them because I was in Korea, so now I'm trying to get to a full-time raid slot. The reason I left Knights of Kinos was due to certain turmoil with certain guild members after being with 5 years, and I wanted to raid, but it wasn't why I left the guild.
Which is why you know, you started to do your own group raids.
Correct. And I want to bring that back to the people of Antonio Bell, especially in, I guess, all the easy modes just got easier.
Yeah, they went through and they revamped a few things and tweaked them. I don't think that's in the Spires. That's in the Ascent, I think. With the Witch Doctor, he's in the Ascent. I have done the Ascent, the Pools, and the Spire so much I get them all confused anymore. They have a Witch Doctor one. I think that's in the Ascent. And his thing was all messed up for the longest time. He would break encounter. He would spin around super fast. The idea there is you're supposed to work on him, and every 25% of his health, he pops to the center and starts this blasting of some nasty spell around the room, okay? And he moves, you know? And you're supposed to break down these ice walls that show up around the room and get to the other side. Well, you never could do it there for a while because he would start spinning and wipe the entire party. Now, I've noticed that he does not start in the same spot anymore. He starts off to the side, and everybody's been... I've gone on several Ascent ones, and it's always the same. We always get him down. It's perfect. It's learning all this stuff too, I guess.
Well, just like in TSO, like certain instances are your hard instances that you had to be geared to go in, and then you have your easy ones and your mediocre ones, or excuse me, your medium ones. And it's this is like it, but the crit mitt's the biggest deal with pretty much all the instances in this, is what I've noticed. Even when I started playing DOV and I had all my raid gear from SF, and like everyone started laughing at me. He's like, "Why don't you have PQ gear?" I'm like,
yeah.
"What?
What's PQ gear?"
Exactly. And it's like, and I look at my stats and I see like tanks with 35k, and I'm only sitting at 20k. I'm like, WTF? And they're like, yeah, they changed the stats and all that stuff. I'm like, wow. I went from being a nice in-raid tank to,
a joke, honestly.
Yeah, being gimped.
I'm being nice, but that's what they would say. You're a joke tank.
And to question what someone said earlier about tossing, spiders. Spiders. I was one of the people that didn't care about AA, and I did have a certain request for gear, a minimum, and spells. It wasn't high, it was what you could afford and before you could raid. But I could take pretty much anything out of anyone, and I could go raid successfully. I could do that. And that's what I'm going to do again here shortly, to show that there's potential raiders out there that need a home and that want to raid, and show that on AB that we can do this once again, that we can have a server-wide alliance and we can demolish things.
Well, basically we need, you need two things, and I think it's more possible now than before, is one, to have people that get used to each other, and to know the routine. If everybody knows the routine, everybody kind of just falls into place on everything else, I think. More so than before. Because before it was more like timing with everybody. Everybody had to be timed a certain way to get these things done in these different raid instances. And if somebody was out of sync with everybody else, then everybody would wipe. But I've noticed it's not so much of a timing issue anymore as it's just a routine issue.
That is correct. Now, what I'm seeing a lot more, and which is really making me mad, is all you brawlers out there that you're thinking you're tanks. You're taking my tanking spot. You know how that makes me feel? It makes me feel sad.
Just sad, not Riley ripping shit face again!
Just sad? All right.
Come on, we need a good rant on this show!
Because I got in with Corey. It's like, I told him, this is some BS that brawlers can freaking tank now, just like with plain tanks, and have higher avoidance. He's like, well, I spec for that. It's like, even if we plain tank spec for that, we could not get our avoidance that high. We can only get our mitigation, and it's BS, because brawlers will have more hit points than fighters, which is true. Brawlers have more hit points than any of the tanks. If you actually see it with just natural equipment, brawlers will have more hit points. They will always have the highest avoidance. And now with this expansion, they can spec to plate mitigation.
Yeah. I've noticed that.
Now one of the things I do want to point out is you've been gone for a while, and there are things that have changed that you're going to have to adapt your style to. And, I'm seeing a lot of comments on here, they love the brawlers, and the brawlers are good tanks and stuff like that, and off-tanking and stuff like that. There are going to be new strategies to come up with, and that's one of the things I'm looking forward to seeing you do. It's like, cause you're going to have to adapt now, because things are different.
Well, see, that I'll be proud of. It's just this one little hateful things, Because to me, paladins have gotten worse. We've gotten screwed.
Paladins have gotten anally raped worse than the Rangers have, as far as I'm concerned, in quite a while. It's been a long time coming. It just seems every time they update Paladins, all I hear is, well, may as well just put on this paper plate as a breastplate now.
Exactly. By truth, a warrior should have the highest physical, but a paladin was able to get close or surpass that due to magical abilities. Like one of our bits, Crusade is practically worthless now in raids. It is practically worthless. It busts wisdom. But we paladins don't use wisdom, but it's for raid now. And then you get the AA spec for the potency and then the hill mount.
Yeah.
Really? That's one of our buffs, and we don't even maximize from it now. But that gives me more of a leadership role now, going back to the tanking, is I can now delegate more responsibility, sit back and see, and be more of a utility tank, a support tank, and get and help out pointing directions instead of main tanking, raid leading, strategizing, and calling what's going out. And I'd be like, alright, you tank, you all tank, this is what's gonna happen, this is gonna happen, fight, blah blah blah, alright, shift, blah.
So what raid zones have you been into so far, if any at all, so far, to see?
I've been inside all of them except for Kratox. I've done Solens, I've done Talon and Valen. I've done all the raid zones except for Kratox.
Wow.
Because every time they go into Kratox, before I came home, I was working. So, but let's see, where's the maintain off tank has game 13 because we know how the fights work. What we roll with is we roll with Bruiser, Monk, and Shadow Knight. Zerker's in there for just in case if he needs to tank, but we dominate. We almost utilize every single tank. Guardians are Gimp right now, no offense. We bring in a fifth tank if we have to, but all of our fighters that in the guild except for me know how to DPS. They know how to tank. Our healers, they DPS. And they can heal at the same time. They do really well, and they're really organized, and they work well with each other. But again, it's what does the rule? We don't use a wizard.
Yeah, screw wizards.
Oh, be nice to wizards.
I'm kidding.
And True Flight, I don't want to know. He's saying it's pretty sad. He's got over 30k.
I think of all of our raiders, I'm the person with the lowest hit points and crit mit. Right now, we're being requested by our guild leader to have over 300 crit mit. If you think that's insane enough,
how in the hell are you gonna get that off the red adornments?
Adornments, yes.
The red ones. It's got to be the red ones because I just looked at all the yellow ones and there isn't. I mean, there isn't that, any that high.
Well, with the Talon Valen and Solens, with their the hard mode on them, they dropped new gear, and we got a few discos on them last night.
But again, your raid leader saying you need to have that high of mitigation to go into these places, even.
Oh, I stand corrected. 310 crit chant up to 330 crit mit.
That's what they're wanting for you to go into these zones in the first place, right?
Close to that. And then when we start getting the new drops of the gear, it will be, we will change those adornments out and put them back to DPS. Once again, it's about it doesn't matter how fast you kill the mob, it's about survivability, unless the mob itself is on a DPS spec. But you, with the runes and stuff you're getting, and if you're already that far, you already have the DPS. If you're not getting DPS, it's just a simple swapping of people to get that DPS on, if it's a DPS timeout. And then you're going. These, here's one of the ones from yesterday that we discoed. That's one of the new pieces of armor.
Wow.
Let's see here. Sublime Chalice of Dark Blade.
Red adornment.
53%.
White adornment slot. Yeah. Look at that. That would, then getting 300 would be easy at that point.
And they look good too. Except they have ass flaps. I hate ass flaps.
Well, it's an assassin gear too, so.
But if you here's the actual full piece if you want to look at the other ones, so you can see. But yeah, it's you need survivability or else you're gonna be useless. If you can't survive a hit, you're dead. Well, Spider, just because it may be required to that, it's going above will help let you live longer, but not too, because you don't want to surpass it by much, but you want to be close. You want to be as close to 100% as possible with the nerfs and stuff or the debuffs. But again, if you're in that zone, your gear is gonna be. You're not gonna take a brand new raid girl that has all easy mode gear and go do these zones, because you'll die. You'll die at the beginning. Trash. Not even that. You need your the raid force needs that, because when we were doing a three group raid to get shortcut shorthanded. I was in it. It was a bonus night, and I was almost dying in two hits.
For those of you who may be listening to the podcast or can't see the chat channel, he's responding to the comment that unless you're tanking, you just need enough to survive. Let the healers worry about the rest. Sorry about that. Some people listen to this afterward and not live.
And then Spider said, prior to today, Drundle was nerfed today.
Oh,
Talon's
yeah?
Tower requires close to 300% mitigation, crit mitigation.
Wow.
And that was nerfed?
Wow. Now, have you been in the Tower of Frozen Shadow yet?
Yes.
Since you've returned? Oh my god. I mean, just the first floor made me give up. I haven't been back since.
It's not that bad anymore.
I know they fixed it, but you know, we cleared out the trash mobs and we were going good.
The first name.
And then all of a sudden we came to Zelgadi.
The Spectral Library?
No, the first floor.
Oh, the very first the very first
floor. I mean,
he's only been in there once. It kicked our butts and he hasn't been back. He doesn't realize that.
He didn't kick our butts. He put mayonnaise on us and ate us for lunch. Chewed us up, swallowed us, crapped us out, then put us in another sandwich and did it again.
That was his first experience. I've been back to the Tower of Frozen Shadow, and my major complaint about the Tower of Frozen Shadow and groups is that they will go into a certain point and finish off the mission and quit. So then I'm stuck with an unfinished Tower of Frozen Shadow on the first level. I mean, on first one group. I don't think I've been past the library. And then I've gone on two groups, two time group raids to the Tower of Frozen Shadow. And they get the same thing. They get to a certain point, they finish the mission, they leave. So now I'm knocked out. And I can't go back.
I'll go back in one of these days. I mean, I've got like five quests that just require me to get past Zelgadi.
See, now that's what I'm big on too. Finishing quests. I have the Kuldan ring that I would like to finish, but I need to go with one group through the Tower of Frozen Shadow all the way. Okay? At least. So I can get that out of the way, and then I need to go back in with a two times group to finish that one off.
See, what makes me angry about the times two is, like, you two, you have dedication to go in and try and progress. It's just those, like, we'll wipe one time and, like, oh, I can't do this because we wiped already and we're going to wipe in at the end. I'm like, really? I don't form groups anymore. Like, I'm done forming groups for a while. I'm trying to see if people will step up and lead and form instead of relying on always certain individuals that always play to come on and be like, hey, you're leading the group, you're doing this, you're doing that. No. It's time to step up and learn and stop giving up, or else you'll never learn. That's just a quitter's attitude. Only quit when you know it's either due to equipment issues or a time crisis. But if the group can take it, failure is just another way to succeed. Take the different street, go and do it.
He looks at the silver lining, he does.
No, I've been in a few groups that are that way. We just keep going and until we succeed. I mean, it's like, well, we didn't do it right this time, you know, but we've got the power. We almost had it, you know, so let's go back. You know?
Now, you guys keep that positive attitude while I'm off in the corner. You guys are planning your next move, and I'm over. Guys, he's using me as a hand puppet! Sorry, I just got this picture of Zalgata using me as a hand puppet at this point.
Now, True Flight's coming up saying with one point, you know, he would like to know if he's in a group that wipes on the silly stuff in the Tower of Frozen Shadows. He doesn't expect to get very far.
Hell, I wipe on silly stuff because I like wiping on silly stuff to see the people's attitudes.
So you plan it!
You test your group. I don't like whiners, bitches, and complainers. I don't have time for that. I have people that I want. I want people that want to win, that want to succeed and move on and get better. If you want to whine, bitch, complain, and all that stuff, I don't have time for you. I don't have time for complainers, whiners. All it says, this little going on, moving my left hand, and this is all going through my head and going like this. Sorry, that's military in me. I don't have time.
True is saying that normally his group can get through the Tower of Frozen Shadow in a two-times group without losing a man, let alone wiping. Well, it also depends how many times you've done it, and that group is gone, what, how many times in there? I think his point is a lot of pickup groups go in and they don't have the gear or the power to do it, but they try, and then a lot of people get fed up and leave because they're wiping on the piddly-ass stuff. But, you know, regardless, you know, you're locked to the zone at that point anyway. You might as well just stay and try.
That's the point. You're locked in instance, so you keep the people I know it's a wrong thing to do, but make sure it's okay if you got friends that want to go in there if they're open to help. If you can only do one mob at a time, do one mob at a time. Learn, practice the strategy how you want to do the strategy for that mob. Get them down.
But then there's another point. A lot of people don't necessarily have 3 hours to spend in a zone that maybe takes an hour to do.
Mm-hmm.
Normally that's the people that know what they're doing and they have the equipment for it. If you're skeptical, you're new to the group, you don't know if you have the right equipment or the group has the right equipment, and you're trying to do an hour and it ends up to being a 3 hour zone, you have inexperience. You have to plan with more time than with less time. Now if you go in as knowledgeable for people into the time too, they're equipped and stuff, and you can get it done within the 1 hour, you can do that. But you can't expect miracles from just casual players or regular people. You just can't. There's exceptions to everyone, of course. There's always exceptions that people are just naturally good with what they have and they're able to think on their feet and do the right skills at the right time, get in, get out.
So is that why when people see me in a raid, you know, they instantly go, oh, fuck, we're dead. How the hell is Jeff gonna fuck this one up?
Unfortunately, there's, yes, some people in the raids, it's just like you see them, it's like, ah, the raid's dead. It's, you don't know how, don't know why.
And at the same time, you know, you see some people, it's like, hey, all right, he's here, we may actually pull this off, you know? Some people get reps. I get reputation that when I'm around, people are going to die, one way or another. Either roleplay or in raids, of course, because it's going to be in raids, well, the wrong people might die. Oh, well.
But I see the time. I agree. The time is the biggest problem. For I'm answering. Where I just had it. I just had it. Where did it go?
I don't know.
Whose question was it? Trish does. I'm answering. I'm adding to her statement. Yeah, time is the biggest issue. If you don't have time to raid, you can't be in a time guild. You can't be in the raiding guild. And then you can't blame people for time crisis if you're trying to raid, if they have to go. You have to. The biggest thing is you have to know what you're getting yourself into. If you have the allotted time to go in and do it, it's raiding is dedication. The beginning part is dedication. You have to learn the strategies. You have to learn if you're in a raiding guild, you have organization. You're learning the strats. Expect dying. If dying makes you mad, don't be in a raiding guild because you're gonna die. Expect to die a lot, especially early into new expansions because you're learning strategies. Organization will come once the strategy is there. Now, if you're doing just like the times twos and stuff, and especially open times twos, you have to be flexible. Again, reason why FTP succeeded so well is because I was patient. I worked with the raid, I worked with the alliance, I worked with the server, and explaining every fight, if you knew it or not, if you were new to the raid, the raid force, I explained. One person or not, I explained. And made sure they understand. Then you have to set a standard. You must set a standard, even for the times too, easier or not. You have to know what the bare minimums are. For most fans like us, would love to do one, but I have to a time, 3-4 times a month, which means I never get the stats needed to join raids.
And that's that is the complaint that Elkman was talking about. You never seem to have, you know, you need to have the stats to get into the raid before you. I just fucked it's that a, up, didn't I?
No, you need. They want you to have these stats in order to be in these raids to get the gear that you need to be in the raid in the first place.
It's the old conundrum. You need experience to get the job, but you can't get the job without experience. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just anything. You have to build up. Well, that's why SOE came out with the times twos, because many casual players were complaining about not getting the time to get into raid guilds and doing raids because they couldn't get the equipment to drop. So now what they've implemented in SF and now in TSO, or excuse me, in DOV, time two is now pretty much a requirement unless you're really, really organized. And you know what? You have people that know what they're doing that can go from top end legendary gear and straight into the times four modes and get in the gear. But if that's why I said earlier, you want to be the best character that you can be before going into the times two. Why? Because that'll just make it that much easier for your raid force. I agree with you also, Kanan. We didn't go hard mode right overnight. We built up to our whole the hard mode here in Azure Skies. You have to. Everyone has to be pretty much geared up before you go hard mode, because hard mode's not a joke. And yeah, I know it's. Believe me, it is sad to see casual players not being able to see the end zone. That's why with FTP, with all the rain, I was like, oh my god, I love this. I love doing this for the people and seeing the raid zones and going and going and going. And that's what I want to do again. But now that I'm also, but until, and once, it, and if I'm in a raid, if I get my raid slot, Leo, I'm going to be locked on Leo. And then that's why I also have my Templar and my Wizard. I will see that people progress one way or another. Get people going again. And it's like when you're at the bottom looking up, but we all started, even the folks you were helping all started there. That's correct. Look, right when I started DOV, I said, had my SLV gear, or my, I just mixed two expansions into one. I had my SF gear, came in, I was like, oh, DLV, and then saw all these people with legendary gear, 20,000 hit points more than me. I'm like, what the fuck? And we all want to scream and throw fists and say BS, but you have to expect with every expansion, they have to implement something new to keep you interested and work and progress. Yeah, it may be easy for the hardcore players or those who can dedicate more time, and yes, it's hard for the casual because they work so hard to get that legendary gear or those few pieces of raid gear that they now have to start all over again.
And that's what Matt, that's why Jethel doesn't like to go on these raids or do that stuff. He feels that's all there is. It's a race to gear. Constantly.
Right. I mean, okay, great. I finished all the content here. Now what? Oh, now I need better stuff to get to the next dungeon? I'm going to go to the tavern. But you know what? You know, raiding isn't for everyone. And, you know, unfortunately, the simple fact of the matter in any game that you play, I don't care if you're playing World of Warcraft, EverQuest, EverQuest 2, Lineage, whatever. No matter what you're playing, if you want to see the high end, you got to work for it. In one sense or another. That's all there is to it. You're not just going to log in one day and say, let's take on Trachodon! What, you mean I can't do that on first day? No? Okay.
No, but we got people out there to doing Pawbuster. Can you believe that? Two people going in and doing all of Pawbuster.
Wow. I'm two grouping PR. I got guildmates that are soloing PR. Mostly, wow. It's mostly the healers because they can survive through the Death Touch. But that's that the Death Touch fight and then the group fight in PR is the only hardest fight for them.
Wow.
But what I want to bring back to AB is the hope that someone's looking over them and, you know, having fun. Yes, I have my guild obligations, which I will fulfill. And then I have... Whoa. If you don't start bashing Paladins, even though I know... I've been playing Paladin since April 10, 1999 in EverQuest 1, Dayak, and EverQuest 2. I've been a tank my whole MMO experience. And yes, I know the Paladins are getting shafted. Big time. We still don't have our heal over time that we had from EverQuest 1 and EverQuest 1. Our heals got screwed over because of the freaking can't crit with them now. Oh. True, why are you hating on Paladins?
True hates on everyone. Don't worry about it.
He's a ranger. He's an angry ranger.
Yeah, I know. He's one of the people that also...
It's beyond being an angry ranger. He's a ranger himself, and he's all angry about being a ranger. True Flight's angry about everything, so don't... anything he says, take with a grain of salt.
Unless he's on his assassin, Latash.
He was so happy when I helped him get his... You remember when Talithion got his mythical and how pissed off the server was?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So much hate messages those days. Hate tells you gotta love them.
Oh, yes.
For those all that didn't know, yes, I had so many hate messages because of what I did with FTP, and then I had so many glorious, and then I also got, it was like people wanting to donate money to me, but for the record, I have never accepted any platinum for what I did with FTP. The only plat run that I ever did with FTP was to benefit FTP, and that was to get the guild strategist. That was it.
I stand corrected. Latesh is not an assassin. He's a dirge.
I don't know what the hell he is.
Well, since it's been mentioned in the channel here, have you ever seen the movie Darkness Rising? The Gamers, Part 2.
Negative.
You must see this movie. It's on Netflix. It is beyond description. It is funny as hell. It's a look at gamers and, you know, going out on an adventure. But it's done from the point of view of of the players of the campaign.
It's just really funny.
Hide behind the mound of dead bards! Mound of bard corpses. Hide behind them!
Alright, so check that up on Netflix?
Netflix. It's called Gamers Darkness Rising. Gamers 2.
Yes, it's hilarious.
Rising.
It's just absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, you can go to kithacore.org and look at my list of movies for gamers. Let me get that here. It's on there. Gamers Part 1 was okay, but, you know, obviously done by college students. Part 2, they actually had a budget. So let's see here. It goes. Pages, movies for gamers. Yes, kithacore.org/movies. Ooh, and I gotta fix that. But anyway, yeah, kithacore.org/movies. You'll see The Gamers Darkness Rising on the second, on the second row. Looks like I gotta fix something in that table. But anyway.
So what do you think? Should I come back with another open raid alliance?
Leo, we need your talents.
I would say definitely.
Do it.
I just hope you do not get frustrated.
I won't get frustrated, please. I've been to war now. I've been over in Korea drinking some of that soju. I'm 25 now. I don't have time to get frustrated because I get all my frustrated and pissed offness at work. So I've matured now. And yeah, I had my one time when we were at Nexona and I got furious. I mean, just furious. We all have our days, but I had a bad day at work because I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And who wants to live in Albuquerque, New Mexico? Who wants to live in New Mexico?
Not me.
Sorry for all those who live in New Mexico.
Sorry for the comment, or sorry that they live in New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Gotcha.
But I do. Seeing how my time works in Edwards in California, there will be something to come. Again, now it's going to be I have to fulfill my guild obligations first. And if I don't get my raid slot, well, that's going to be very little. So I'll dedicate my time. But now I have to make sure I don't give away my strategies, my guild strategies. As long as it's not the hard mode strats, that's fine, but we won't be doing hard mode, because then the guild will be like, what are you doing?
Stuff.
I was reading Sovins. He said, I'm from New Mexico, I love it there. Well, I lived in Albuquerque, and I worked on the CV-22 at Kirtland, and I hated it there. And my friend committed suicide there, so...
Oh, wow, I'm sorry.
It was a bad work experience, and that's why I went to Korea for 2 years, because I loved Korea, and I liked being back on the F-16. Now I'm going to work on the F-35. But just like when I first got my Mythical, this is a promise to everyone. Pending time and Cali, which is -3 from Eastern, so if I have the time, there will be a server, open server-wide alliance going again. And yes, the name will be once again For the People, not Part 2. Right. Just For the People. And since it's a test base, I will be having a lot of time. Yes, I got nukes.
Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and take a music break? And we'll come back with some more words of wisdom about raiding and the differences between raiding now and then and stuff like that. And we shall return in about 10 minutes, by the way. Coming up right now, brand new Ask a Drunken Dwarf. I also have... Okay, yeah, we're going to have a brand new Ask a Drunken Dwarf. I also have Cheez-It and Drunken Dwarf have been doing drunken karaoke once more. And you will be hearing the Drunken Dwarf singing Wild Thing. And just to warn you all, this is Wild Thing as done by Sam Kinison back in the 80s. All right, so we shall return.
Take your movement, but I wanna know for sure. Every time I kiss you, I taste what other men had for lunch. The only thing that gets you off is just see me in pain, but I think I love you. Think you move me. Oh, this came to mind, I thought I'd say that. You made me trust you, then stuck the knife in my heart. You're a lying, unfaithful, untrustable tramp, but I think I love you. You made my heart strain. You took fight in hell. Everyone has one. You, me, nobody likes to lose. And you know she's out there laughing at you. I don't care if it was last week or the third freaking grade. Someone broke your heart. What was her name? I'll never forgive you.
Moving just a little bit to the right. Just a little bit more. There we go. Hey, that's a nice picture on your wall.
Oh, Dwarf, that's not very nice.
Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf, sometimes I feel like men just don't listen to a word that I say. How can I gain the respect and admiration that I deserve with the males in my life? Signed, Chainmail Bikini and New Hollis.
Yes, yes.
Dwarf? Dwarf?
Sorry about that. Was a million miles away.
A million miles away? Thinking about what?
Chainmail bikinis.
It's kind of cold in Hollis, too.
What did the letter say?
I don't remember.
Screw it.
Yeah, probably wasn't important anyway.
Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes.
I have a dilemma. While hunting the Tower of Frozen Shadow the other night, I noticed a strange, permeating stench. At first, I thought it was the massive, unkept monsters that inhabit the area, but to my horror, I discovered it was our tank, who hasn't apparently bathed all this season. I don't want to offend him, but something must be done before the last of my nose hair retreats up inside my head and throttles my brain.
Ooh.
What should I do? Signed, Whiffed Snow Bunny and Great Divide.
There can only be one solution. Rabbit skunk!
A rabbit skunk?
Yeah, I said rabbit skunk!
Well, what would they do with a rabbit skunk?
Well, Well, they're trying not to offend the guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what you do is you release the skunk, push him toward the guy, and let him spray his little skunk stuff all over him, and then suggest that he takes a frigging bath!
But what's the guarantee that the skunk's not going to turn around and spray everyone?
I guarantee nothing!
Oh, my dwarf, what do you know?
Nothing! But, you know, if that doesn't work, just have him take his chest plate off and aim him at the mobs. Maybe the stench will drop him like flies!
Oh, good lord!
Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf, I met this great girl at the Incy Wincy Spider last week.
Oh.
She's smart. She's cute. She's a powerful wizard. She's an expert provisioner and can play the piano. There's only one problem.
What could it be?
I can't remember her name.
No!
What should I do? Signed, Absent-Minded Lover in South Kinos.
Oh, that's a problem.
I would say so.
There's only so long you can get away with Hun and Hey Tuts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that's, yeah. But, as many things in life can be, this can be solved with one thing.
Really? What's that?
Ale!
Ale!
Jesus!
Yes, what?
Bring me
oh,
all. Thank you very much.
Now, how can this be solved with ale?
Simple. Get her blind, stinking drunk! And while she's unconscious, go through her purse!
Does that really work?
More times than I care to admit.
Well, that's all the time we have for Ask a Drunken Dwarf this week on the Jethro Silverwing Show.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, reminding you that you can ask your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by writing...
Da-da-da-da.
Drunken Dwarf at Kithacore.org.
That's right! You can find all of our social links by going to Kithacore.org/social.
And now, back to Elkin Jenna and Jethro!
I like big butts and I can't not lie. You other brother can't deny. When the girl walks in with the itty-bitty waist around thing in her face, you get sprung.
When I pull out top, cause you know that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring.
Oh, baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but the butt you got makes...
Maybe so horny.
Oh, rumble smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bands? Well, use me, use me, cause you ain't the average groovy.
Oh, I've seen them dancing, tell with romancing. She sweat, wet.
Get it going like a turbo vet.
Oh, I'm tired of magazines saying fuck butts all the thing. Take an average dwarf and ask him that. She got a pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
have a girlfriend's got the butt.
Hell,
don't
yeah,
tell to shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake that healthy butt.
Baby, get back.
Baby, get back. I like him round and big, but when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal.
Now here's my scandal.
I wanna get you home and double up, I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I like them real thick and juicy.
So find me that juicy devil.
Drinking lots of trouble.
Begging for the beach of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos.
Knock these bimbos, looking like clothes. You can have all them bimbos. I keep my women like Flojo.
A word to the Tonga sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya. But I gotta be straight, wanna see, I wanna till the break of dawn. Baby, kinda going on. A lot of sips won't like this song. Cause the punch don't like to hit and quit, but I'd like to stay and play.
Cause I'm long and strong, and I gotta keep the friction on. So ladies, ladies, roll in my Mercedes, then turn around, stick it out. Even Tonga boys gotta shout.
Baby, get back.
Don't want none unless you've got buns, hon. You can do something. tie pants or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt.
Some brothers want to play the hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold.
So they toss it and leave it,
and I pull right up to retrieve it.
Cosmo says you're fat. Oh, I'm not down with that. Cause the waist is small, the curves are kicking, and don't think about sticking.
To the beanpole games in the magazines, you ain't in this thing.
Give it to a woman's sister, I can't resist her.
They bury jam on toast and miss her.
Some nickelhead tried to diss, cause his girl is on my list.
He had game, but he chose to hit him.
So he hooked right in and got with them.
So lady, if the butt is round, if you want a triple X throwdown,
call 1-900-DRINKS-A-LOT.
We'll bring some mail and a wheel of cheese.
Baby, get back.
Alrighty, we have returned. We'd like to thank Leonardo for stopping by and talking to us. Tonight he had to take care of some personal matters offline. And we're just going to finish up the show here with some observations of our own.
Like,
I just got 5 out of 6 on the Gambling Goblins, bastards.
Isn't that the shit?
You goddamn little bastard.
I think if you get 5 out of 6, you should have a bigger payoff than what? 20 gold?
It was 25 gold. But, I actually touched the screen trying to move the the last number. Come on, just a little bit more. Come on. See, what's the grand prize up to anyway? It's up to... Wow. 1600.
Well, I would have bought you a nice chunk of change.
Yeah. Oh, well. I do have to say that I've got an amusing name in front of me right now. The Intolerable Hulk. The ogre, of course. The Intolerable, and it's not Hulk, it's Hulk.
Should it even bring up that guild name?
What's that?
Should it even bring up that guild name?
What are you talking about?
2 orcs and a cup?
No, please don't.
Or 2 orcs and 1 cup, is that it?
Yeah, apparently there is a guild called 2 Orcs 1 Cup. If anyone is familiar, we are not going to
talk about it.
We're not going to talk about the original. If you don't know what they're making fun of, then good. You'll probably live longer.
He wouldn't even tell me. He made me go Google it.
If you want to know about it, look it up your damn self. Yeah. Kanda wants to know if there's a recruiter for that guild she wants in. Okay. Alrighty then. So what else is going on this week? Let's see here. I need to scroll up a little bit. There was an announcement. Okay. Are you brave enough to test your skill in the desert? Are you looking for hot times with your friends? Join them at the Pride of Majdul with the Festival of Sands, August 26th through the 28th. Contact Araxis.
Araxis.
Apparently the event coordinator. Doesn't every city have a festival now, I think?
I think they're trying to.
Hmm. And apparently I have to download last night's SOE podcast, because apparently I was mentioned.
You were? Again?
I guess. Trista's telling me that someone had given an idea for a parody or something like that, and they gave it to them. Well, I don't work for them. And of course, you know, Sony doesn't do that thing. It's just legalities and royalties and stuff like that. They don't want to get into that kind of thing. But, you know, I'll take a listen to the podcast, and if it's something that that I might be able to handle, then I will certainly check that out.
I have a complaint.
A complaint?
Yeah.
About this parrot, which I bought not more than a half ago from this boutique?
No. It's about, you know...
Complaint.
Getting into some of these groups, to some of these entrance instances... And then not finishing them or doing them all the way and then being locked out of the thing for days afterwards. You know?
Finish the damn instances!
It's just like, why did
the hell's wrong with you? Is that what you're trying
to say?
You
know, when they ask for, well, we need members to do this, da 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 da. You know, like right now, they're looking for people for haunts. They need DPS. I might go.
Okay, Kendra is saying that you should be able to reset tomorrow.
Well, that's on Tower of the Frozen Shadow. I went into Icewell Keep and was stuck with that for days on end. And I didn't do butt kissing.
Uh-huh. We're both typing like madmen. We really should be talking. All right, so what else is going on? What can we rant about?
Well,
we need
I
a good rant.
Idea also.
Okay.
Well, this last week they had the library thing on sale. The it's prestige, you know, place.
Yes.
Library. And I've looked at that, and I thought, you know, that's really cool. And if I had not built my grand library, I might be interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what have been the big selling point for me to go, oh, my God, I have to have that?
What's that?
Is if there was some sort of librarian that came with it. So when
to
I
place
put
your
in,
books?
No, not necessarily at least to place my books, but to be able to get an accounting of what I'm missing.
Oh, I see. Someone that can come up with a list saying, you have this in the series, but you're missing this one.
Something. Gotcha. You know? Instead of having to keep outside lists all over the place. Oh, my God.
Right.
You know?
Well, if any of the devs...
Having a librarian help organize them, that would be cool. You know, I can ask the librarian, hey, I'm looking for this book. Well, it's on this bookcase.
I don't think that's a bad idea. So if any of the devs are listening, doesn't even have to be a librarian amenity or NPC or anything like that, but some sort of a list. I mean, we have the list in the quest journal now that'll tell you what you're missing in a storyline series. Why not the books? I don't know if that's
Well, I know I can pull up the house list. Okay, and that gives me a list of everything in there. I don't know. It'd just be kind of nice to have some sort of checklist come up, you know, and just see which ones I've got compared to what I'm missing in a series.
Yeah, that would... I don't think that would be completely out of the question. Of course, I'm not a programmer.
Librarian amenity, you know. Yeah, sure, it'd be nice to be able to hand this librarian all my books and they magically appear on the bookshelves according to where they should be in a, you know, whatever logical sequence that the librarian's figured out. You know, some people go just alphabetize the whole thing. I've been really anal, and I've put them into the zone that I've got them out of.
Oh, you even have them arranged with the trophy.
Yeah, well, that's a different set of books.
Yeah.
With the ones that you do for, like, the centaurs or the giants, and you get the book and the weapon, I have them together. You know, Google alphabetize only. The no Dewey Decimal System in Norath. We need a Dewey Decimal System in Norath for all these books. Honestly, some way to cross-reference it, you know? Because if I'm looking for a certain book, I have to remember where in the hell did I put it on what shelf. You know, I've tried to organize mine as best I can. I got little magic mouths at the bottom. You know, each bookshelf area is a zone, and on those books are the zones, the books I got out of that zone. But I don't know, just some sort of cross referencing, that would be cool.
I don't think that's completely out of the question. Like I said, I don't know the back end of it, so it could be the most difficult thing that we have ever mentioned on this show, and we don't know.
But I thought that would have been cool to have some sort of librarian come with the library instance. I probably would have been all over that, because it would have been something added feature that I didn't already have, which was a room for books with bookcases and all laid out, and, you know, I don't know, just something extra, I don't know. But yeah, I would have paid extra for that.
So, some kind of library feature would be interesting, I think.
That would have been cool.
I think so. I mean, I'm not really even into collecting the books, but I don't know.
Something to help those people out there that would probably saw that library and went, oh my God, I have to have. You know, and they moved all their books into it, you know?
Yeah.
I should go and do some tours of the books.
Yeah, that would definitely be a selling point for the library. Alright, so let's see. There was not a patch this week, was there?
No.
Nope, I don't remember doing an update.
There might have been a little one.
Yeah, maybe a little hot fix or something.
Christo wants oil cans and screwdriver to repair all the workstations in the guild hall. Why, they squeak?
Repair the workstations? What happened to the workstations? Our workstations work fine.
Maybe her squeak. Is there supposed to be a big one coming? A big game update next week?
I have not heard. Then again, I don't know anything until it actually comes out. You think I actually organize things? Come on. And besides, I'm working now. It's not like I have time to look this stuff up. Oh, man. I do have to say, I'm loving my new job. They did send me home early today because, well, apparently we were a little too efficient and we got all our work done.
You've got fast fingers.
Yeah. I mean, she told us at the beginning of the day because really no mail came in. And she's like, everyone work slow. By noon, she was like, if this keeps up...
Were you
up,
doing robot movements?
No. But, yeah, I mean, she told us, you know, around noon or so, someone's going to have to be sent home early. And, well, someone, you know, a guy that works behind me, he has tendonitis, so he was more than happy to go home because his wrists were hurting. So, yeah, he went home early, and then... one of our other guys went home, and we stretched it out as long as we could, but come 3 o'clock, it was like, that's it, we got nothing else.
They want me to make those sounds again. I don't even know what I did. Those are your sounds. They wanted to hear my sounds. No. Okay.
Wait a minute, I like that one.
Like, okay. Anyway. You're supposed to making mechanical sounds, slowing down, you know?
You know what the hardest part about...
I'm over in Gnome Land, I can tell.
You know what the hardest part about the new job is? Is the fact that one of our one of the company's newest clients is from Quebec. So half the stuff we're getting from them is in French. And I have to collate these things. It's like,
welcome to a small corner of my world where I get application thingies that I have to fill out and they're in French. And somebody gives me the translation like it's about 3 years older than the application that I've got to fill out. And it's like, oh crap.
Well,
table fish.
Yeah, for that we're just like, all right, look for the word Policia, the policy number. There it is, all right. Other than that, we're not looking for anything. I mean, normally we look for whether it's car insurance, your house insurance, flood insurance, earthquake. At this point, we're just going, just match the policy numbers. Because we can't read this.
No, I can't read them either with even with the translations half the time.
Yeah.
I have to get Babelfish, and I have to type all this French out. I kick myself for not knowing more French, but, well...
My grandmother was fluent.
Only one form I have to do once a year, so I think I can...
Yeah. No, my grandmother spoke more French than English. My dad was 50-50. I mean, he was fluent in both. And my generation just didn't bother to learn. Because, well, we're in the U.S. and we weren't in Quebec. And, by the way, Canadian French is not the same as Parisian. Parisian, of course, is Paris. Because, like, I believe a great example that my ex-wife had given me at one point, because she knew a guy from Paris, was milk in Canadian French. Apparently means something a little different in Parisian. I think it loosely translated into cow juice.
Oh, lovely.
Or something like that. It was like cow juice or oil of cow or something like that. It was, like, it was not appetizing whatsoever.
That does not sound good.
Yeah. That is the second time tonight I've gotten 5 out of 6 on the Gambling Goblin. You bastard.
I'll keep going. You might hit the jackpot.
If nothing else, I'm breaking even. Which is my strategy when I go to Vegas, so.
To break even?
Hey, at least I'm not losing. That's my strategy. Just don't lose. Never told mine. Alright, I think that's going to be about it for the night, unless you guys have notes to talk about. Nothing else?
No, unless anybody else is on the Legend of the Frost Stone and need to go into Crystal Caverns, the heroic one, let me know. We're going right now.
Oh, I see. So you're not. So we're not going to go watch Dead Like Me some more? Now we're on a Dead Like Me kick.
It's a good series.
And that yes, that is the music I'm playing in the background. Yeah, it's a good show. I like it. I'm enjoying it. It's too bad it only lasted 3 years, though.
So. Really?
I think so. It was a short-lived one, yeah. Let's see. Let me look it up. The official site. DeadLikeMe.tv.
Doctor Who. New coming August 27th. That's just a week away.
Ooh, nice.
Where am I? Oh, I'm down. Know. Flying around the Rygor Keep.
It only had 2 seasons. Yep, only 2 seasons, so we're almost done.
Okay, well, it's me and a healer. Legend of Froststone. If anybody's on the AV server is on that stage where you have to go to the Crystal Caverns, let me know now.
Let her know. Do it now.
All right, well, I think that's it for the night. Get this podcast up as soon as possible. Thank you very much to Leonardo for stopping by. Had fun talking about raiding. I do have a special guest lined up for possibly next week. I have to confirm. I do have to confirm that. Maybe, maybe not. You want to know who it is?
Yes.
The immortal Delmon.
Really?
Former co-host of EQ Tuesday. I just thought, you know, he's naturally just a funny fucking guy. He really is. I had a ball talking with him at Fanfare. And I invited him on the show. And he actually recommended getting his new partner, Lucius, on as well. So who knows? We could have a foursome next week. We'll talk EverQuest.
3 guys, 1 girl. Oh, boy.
No. Lucius is a girl.
Oh, 2 girls, 2 guys? We're double dating?
Yeah, baby.
How interesting.
So, yeah, I'm going to talk to him a bit more this week, see if he can make it next week. Or, got to make sure Lucius can as well. But the host of EQ2 Talk. And that's EQ2Talk.com, so you can get their podcast. They do not perform live for their podcast anyway. So we're gonna try to get him on the show next week. I know Delmon said he'd love to come on. He's going to talk to Lucius about it. And who knows, we may have the first live Are You Smarter Than a Delmon in over a year. So that's it for this week, folks. Deathless Silverwing Show. I will get the podcast up as soon as possible. There are updates to our media at kithacore.org. Ask a Drunken Dwarf. I am now putting the Drunken Karaoke's, the covers. I am putting those up on the website now. Yeah. So, yes, the Baby Got Back one is up right now, if you want to check that out. And that's all the time we got for this week, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Say goodnight, Elquin.
Goodnight, Elquin.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheesy Nibbleman.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Jeff. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
two badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.